we got to the Nottingham Final Four weekend. That's what we wanted to do, and we got there. I thought, the first half of the game, I thought we were very good. In the second half, we kind of tailed off a little bit. You got to give them credit. I thought they played extremely well.
Obviously, they made that comeback in the third period. You disappointed with that, or just glad to kind of ride it through?
Just ride it through. I mean, there's a few things I think we need to work on for training, but the biggest thing is we got through, and that's the positive thing to take out of it. So we'll just wait and see who we play, and then we kind of can determine what the matchups are.
Looking back on the last 18 months for yourself, obviously you came in 6 weeks before the last playoff campaign. It's been a heck of a ride. You come away, you're league champions, and now you're going to the playoff final weekend again.
Yeah, it's been a great ride. The players have been fantastic to work with, both groups last year and this year. So it's good. The whole point is once you get there, you give yourself a real opportunity to win a trophy, and we've gotten there. So I'm really happy for the players to get there and experience that.
How much would it mean to you to repeat the playoff championship?
I think it mean a lot to everybody. Of course it mean a lot to me. I mean, it's our trophy. We're there to defend it. And we are going to do our very best to do that.
And in terms of looking back through the history, I think another playoff title would give you 10 and tie you up with Murrayfield for the most one club has ever won.
Yeah, I think somebody mentioned that earlier. Seth Bennett mentioned that earlier. I didn't know that stat. But, it's a success monster here in Sheffield. It's expected from everybody. Everybody in the organization expects to win, and you got to take that on board when you're playing here. So.
I just wanted to talk briefly about Robert Dowd, the form that he's been in of late. Obviously gets two goals tonight. How good has he been of late?
This is his time of the year. This is when he scores. This is when he's at his best. So, we need him to keep scoring, and he's playing really well.
What is it about his performances at this tail end of the season, especially over the month of March, that have been so good?
This is finishing. He's clinical. He's had lots of opportunities, and he's just been very, very clinical the last little bit. I think playing with Tyler Mozanko and Jonathan Phillips really help him out because they're very, very fast, that line, and they create a lot of shooting opportunities for him. He's taking advantage of it.
And I wanted to get your thoughts on Matthew Waugh, obviously getting Ice Hockey Journalist Player of the Year, and he's been in fantastic form all year.
Yeah, and he's the best player in the league, there's no question. They voted right, and we're lucky to have him. So, he's another player. He's a big-time player. You look at that Nottingham game, getting those two goals. We wouldn't be league champions without those two goals. So, he's played his part all year, and he'll continue to do that.